I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week's spate of terrorist attacks in Pakistan are said to be the worst in years. In just 5 days, over 100 lives were lost. Bruce Allen of FMI says if these attacks continue without large-scale repercussions, so will the undercurrent of persecution.
When, as a culture, the people are seeing that, hey, terrorism is tolerated, they begin to believe that that's an acceptable form of dealing with problems. And so if a Muslim has an issue with a Christian, they'll use the bullying tactics of terrorism to try and discriminate or persecute the believers.
And yet the hardship has caused Christians to grow in their faith and in hope. And their neighbors want to know why. Learn how God is changing hearts through the gospel in Pakistan and how you can help at missionnews.org. And it's World Day for Social Justice, and in a remote village in Cambodia, 7-year-old Heen and his sisters have become warriors for change. Kendra Szabo of Food for the Hungry says the kids learned about good health and sanitation at school, and then they built a latrine, started washing their dishes, and planted a garden at home. And the new habits are truly life-changing for whole communities.
That create health, general well-being, and they do alleviate a lot of certain diseases. And when you stop things like that, then you have a higher rate of children going to school. You have a lower crime rate. You have a higher job rate, a higher rate of secondary education. Those children then are able to really take hold of their communities and change them for the better.
Always at the heart of Food for the Hungry's work is the gospel.
We do all these things as we give them up to Christ. We're always there because of Christ.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.